friend. At the end of Parshas Bo, Ramban has a comment which is both very important in terms of mitzvot in general, but also extremely important regarding what it means as emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, is known in the yeshivas Ramban Sof Parshas Bo, and this is the what they consider the yisod ha'emuna of how a person is supposed to look at life in general. Now this Ramban is also the Ramban Lashitasa throughout Kol HaTorah Kula, throughout his Perush on Kol HaTorah Kula. But here is where he says it in the most extreme manner, and therefore a person should read this inside many, many, many times, especially because Ramban introduces it, Va'ata umer lecha klal b'tan mitzvos rabos. Now I'm going to tell you a klal, a rule, which applies to many mitzvos. Now, the Ramban here is on the Parshah, at the end of the Parshah's Bo, we have two of the Parshahs of Tefillin, four Parshahs in Tefillin. There are four Parshahs in Tefillin. Why are there four Parshahs in Tefillin? Because four Parshahs mention wearing Tefillin. Alright? So the Ramban goes on to discuss what exactly does that mean. And then the Ramban says, let me tell you a major, major klal with many mitzvos. Hine, me'ez heyos avodah zarah ba'olam, mimei enosh, ichidu hadeos vishtavish b'nim. This part is similar to the Rambam. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam goes through history. The Rambam says, when did the whole concept of Avodah Zarah come into place? We know Adam HaRishon knew about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Adam HaRishon. But at some point along the way, things went wrong. So he says, from the time that Avodah Zarah began, Mei Enosh, similar to the Rambam, it began at the time of Enosh, Mehem Kofrim Be'ikr Va'omim Ki Ha'olam Kadmo, Kachashu Ba'Hashem V'Yom Lo. He says there are people who said that the world wasn't even created, there was never a Boreh, they denied the existence of God altogether, this is different than the Rambam. Mehem Makfishim Be'Yato HaPrati. There were some individuals, though, who believed in Hashem. They believed in God. They believed God created the world. What did they question? His hashgacha. They questioned that God was involved in everything of the creation world. And someone could even approach this concept from a firm point of view and could come and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. Why does he care about us? Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be involved in the little things that happen in life? There's no reason for it. And a person could even approach this from I'm a mamim in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKel, HaChazak, HaGodol, HaGibor, HaNola. It has nothing to do with me. So explain to Ramban. He said, V'amru, Eicha yada el, V'ish deya el, Poskin tehim. U'mehem sheyodu b'yediya, U'makfishim v'akosha. For those who said he doesn't know what goes on here, those who say he knows, but he doesn't interact, V'yasu adam kidage ayam, Shula ishgiach ha'kel b'am. Ramban is being very poetic here, putting pesukim, etc., but basically showing that these people claim God is not involved in the world. B'kasher yirtzeh Elokim be'ida u'b'yachad yaseh imahem mofet b'shinui min hadosh al olam v'tivo yitbar elakol bitul hadeos ha'ele kulam ki ha'mofet ha'nifla moreh sheyesh l'olam Elohim mechadsho v'yodeh u'mashgiach yachad. What is the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, sister? The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to uproot all three different outlooks of Kfira that began from the time of Moshe. Those who said there is no God altogether. So even Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, is going to have to say Etzbe Elokim Hi, and he's going to have to go on and understand who Hashem is. Right? That was the whole question he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, who's this God that you're talking about? And Kodesh Baruch Hu says through Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to show you. And even Paro can realize that Taina is obliterated. But not only that, the Yidia and Hashgacha of Hashem, the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what goes on in the world, and the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu interacts with the world, and even more so, not only does he interact with the world, but he interacts a Hashgacha Pratis, a specific interaction related to an individual and to a nation. The kasher, yeah, mofir ahu nizar tchila mipinavi. This is the Ramban's klal gadol. In order for a nes to be significant, what has to happen? it has to be predicted in advance by a nothing. Yisparmanu od amitas hanevuah. Kidaber lokim et ha'adam yegales sodo al avadav ha'nevi'im. Again, another apostle. Yitikayim yimzeh ha'torah. Now, this cloud of the Ramban is a Ramban l'shitas. How do we know? Because firstly, there's a big question. Yocheved. Yocheved was the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. How old was Yocheved when she gave birth?
30.
Huh? She was 130. Right? That means she's pretty old. Older than Sarah Imenu. Right? Sarah Imenu, when she gave birth, it was considered a big niece. How old was Sarah? 90. 40 years on Sarah. Why is that not mentioned in the Torah? That's the question the Mefarshim asked by Yocheved. How do we know that Yocheved was 130? Where was Yocheved born? Bein Achomos, right? Yocheved was born as we're leaving Eretz Yisrael, going into Mitzrayim. Very important zach, what it means to be Nolda Bein Achomos, and why she had to be, but not for us now. The Mefarshim asked, why is that nes not mentioned in the Torah? It was a tremendous nes. So the Ramban there, some others say, because a nes is not significant unless in advance somebody comes and says this nes is going to happen. There was no Navi who stood in advance who said Yocheved is going to give birth at age 130 to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore it's not a, these are among the nisim that are there all the time, but they do not show any specific type of proof to Hashem's existence. Now what the Ramban is going to do here is the Ramban is going to say a two-leveled argument. And he's going to say as follows. Number one, nisim provide proof. Certain nisim, if predicted in advance by a Navi, provide proof of not only the existence of God, right, which is against the first Taina Kfira, but also the knowledge of God, of what goes on in the world, and thirdly, the Hashgacha. All three types of Kfira, nisim, which are predicted in advance, can disprove.
How does it do with knowing the world?
We'll explain in a second what it means, Yediyah. What Yediyah he's speaking about. And, number two, he says, he's going to say that even though that's true, that's not the ideal. And because it's not the ideal, it's not going to exist forever. So let's explain. V'achein yomer akosuv b'movtim l'man teida ken yashem b'kerbon. The Pesukim expressed this explicitly. The purpose of the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to show the world who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. Now, way in advance, we had Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu found HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how? Through nature. Not through the miraculous. Now, he was zocha to miraculous things the Midrash should describe. But there was no miraculous aspect with finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in existence. Here, though, the Jewish people were descendants of Avraham Avinu, but were in the filth of Mitzrayim for an extended period of time. And because of that, the Jewish people had to eradicate the outlook of Mitzrayim, which was impressed upon them. In the same way that Paro says, there is no God, and Paro says, Lia Yor, Mani Asitiu, that the Yor is my, I made it. Paro placed himself as if he were a God. So therefore, part of Yetzias Mitzrayim had to prove to Paro, but it also had to prove to the Jewish people. What's this? Lahorod ala hashgacha. Says the Ramban, this is to impress upon the Jewish people hashgacha. Kilo azav otal mikrim kedat. The world doesn't just exist on its own. There aren't merely laws of nature and everything goes consistently and constantly based upon the laws of nature. Va'omer leman tida kila Hashem ha'aretz lahorod ala chidus. Kehim shalo shebra me'ayni. You wanted to show, number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved, right? Leman teida ki ani Hashem bekerav haaretz. You wanted to show, number two, the chidush, right? Ki laHashem haaretz.
How does he deny laws of nature?
Huh?
Or does he deny
laws of nature? Doesn't deny the laws of nature.
He says that they're not chance.
Huh?
He says that they're not chance.
No. The laws of nature, he says, are not laws. In the sense.
Because they're not Nikrim.
What do you mean? No, but Nikrim means that anything can happen. Anything can happen independent of his input. You're going to see in a moment, he's going to say that a lot of laws of nature exist, but not as laws in the sense. A law is something which cannot be denied. Nothing can uproot a law of nature. If it were an absolute law, it has to exist constantly. A law of nature is that, this. Huh?
How is this precluding that?
How's what precluding? He hasn't explained yet. He's just saying that the psukim are describing that Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to show. Leman. These are all Leman. Right? Number one, Leman Tidak Yani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. To show that I am here. I exist, and I'm here. Number two, Leman Tidak Kila Hashem Haaretz. Right? The world belongs to me. Right? I created the world. And according to the Ramban, it's very important to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. Right? The world is not Kadmon. The world did not exist before God. God created the world. And if God created the world, and the whole world is parts of something which He created, there's more reason to assume that He also set the rules in a way that He'd be able to continue to control them. And then, there's no one else like me. Lord Ali Yecholet, He has powers that nobody else has. Shu Shalit Bako, Ein Makiv Biado, no one can stop. Yibacholza Hayu Amitzim Makrishim Umitzapim. Im Kena Otor V'Amftim Agdolim Edim Ne'emanim Be'Amunas Haboriu V'Torah Kvi. These are the ultimate proofs. The Nisan that will happen in Yisrael Mitzrayim are going to prove God's existence and these various powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, here's where the Ramban comes and says, that was Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, that's not the goal. The goal is Avraham Avinu. The goal is being able to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu without the miraculous thing. Now this is a major focus. Well, just how do you view Nisim in general? Are Nisim a sign of Hashgacha, or Nisim are in essence a sign of Hester Point? How could you explain how Nisim could be a sign of Hester Point?
Like the Rambam, if Hashem actually created like a system, and then if he has to intervene with a Nis, it's him trying to get out of the normal interaction.
But why would that express a concept of Hester Point? And what about the opposite? You're saying why, if there were constant Nisim, there wouldn't be but true Bechira.
There are Nisim. So is that God is hiding himself because this was a situation of
himself. You're right. I'll say it a little differently. If you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He makes a Nis out of the ordinary, so what's that mean in all the times that there aren't Nisim out of the ordinary? It means that you're basically saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing His involvement in the world now, and He's not showing His involvement in the world all the rest of the time. And therefore, a nes nigla, a nes which shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence out of the ordinary, is something which is liable to confuse people to say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got involved. He's involved now, He's not involved at other times. We use the mashal of David Copperfield. You guys know who David Copperfield is? David Copperfield is a magician, right? He used to have these specials. He might even still have these specials, these magical specials. There's someone I know, a family member of mine, who really thinks that David Copperfield is a magician. Really thinks David Copperfield is a magician. Your mom thinks David Copperfield is magic. And other people, other relatives of mine, go crazy on this person and say, what are you talking about? He's camera tricks, and that's all these different types of things. No. And every time there's a David Copperfield special, they duke it out. Now, even this family member thinks that David Copperfield is a magician. What do they think? They think that David Copperfield can do magic. But do they think that what David Copperfield is doing now is determining what's going on in this room? That David Copperfield, this magician, is involved in giving life to each and every person sitting here? If they believe that, they're a little crazy, right? People do magic. Right? Maybe people know how to adjust things in the life. If a person believes in Nisim Nikum, and he only sees things through Nisim Nikum, so a person is liable to think, and possibly even for good reason, that this person can do magic, but at the same point, he's not there at all other points. And the Ramban's main message is to declare that's not how it is. HaKadosh Baruch was involved in existence every single moment. If HaKadosh Baruch was involved in existence every single moment, the ideal is to realize that. The ideal is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every single moment. And seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every single moment actually means that we prefer not to have Nisim Nikum. Gemara tells a story of a man whose wife died. and he didn't have what to serve his babies. So he grew breasts and was able to nurse his baby. One of the Amoraim, I think it was, says, Kama Godol, how great is this guy that such a nice happened? And then another one of the Amoraim says, no, Kama Pchuta Ishta, how lowly is this person that he had to be saved through a nice nigla rather than a nice mistake. The goal is, says the Ramban, Nisim Astar. And therefore the Ramban says, if this is true, we can also understand why in our existence we don't find the same Nisim Nignim that we found at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says as follows. V'chenko kayotzen u'bavur ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yasa osu mofes b'chol dor le'enei kol rasha o kofer. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to have to prove his existence at every single moment. Yitzav otanu shenasa tamid zikaron ba'os asher ro'ni. At the beginning of us being a nation, leman teida, leman yedu, etc., HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to prove his existence. And if you think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done all of Yetzias Mitzrayim like this. Or he could have done it with one makkah. Why do you have to do so many makos? Why do you have to keep going in advance, etc.? Yetzias Mitzrayim was an educational message. It was an educational message according to the Ramban, partly to eradicate within us our understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a creator. No, he's a creator. Oh, well, he's not involved in the world. He's involved in the world. Oh, he's not mashgiach in every single thing. He's mashgiach in every single thing. That was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved it once, he doesn't feel the need to prove it to me. Therefore, the time that Jewish people were in the Midbar was a transition time. By the time they get to Yetzias Mitzrayim, by the time they get to, Eretz Yisrael, things are going to change. Some understand that that's why the Meraglim didn't want to go there. Right? There's going to be no more Man Min HaShamayim. It's going to all start to be normal life. And you're going to have to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hidden. And that's more difficult. And therefore, people weren't interested. Yetzias Mitzrayim was building the nation, passing it down from generation to generation, and therefore the Ramban says that's why there's so many mitzvot which are zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do we need so many mitzvot zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because over and over and over again we have to remind ourselves what happened then, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to do it in every single time. Chinko kayotz ben mitzvot rabo zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'akol yoslan v'chol hadoros edos b'mosim shelo yishtaku. Meaning there's no room for kfira, says the Ramban, because it's clear what happened in Mitzrayim. It's a book written trying to prove, and even though there are all these scientific proofs of the makos in Mitzrayim, you can explain it all, each and every one of it. You can explain that there was a wind here and this, an attempt to try to do exactly what the Ramban says. No, it was clear to all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his existence and his involvement in the world clear. And he says, Ki akona mezuzah bezuzah echa v'kava v'pitcho v'niskavim v'inyona kfar hoda b'chidosh ha'olam yidiyah tzabori v'ashkechos. You guys learn the Sugya of Sirtut? So look at the Ramban and the Sugya of Sirtut. I think if you learn the Ramban well on the Sugya of Sirtut, you'll find the Ramban is a major chiddush in what mezuzah is, that why mezuzah is called Amita Shel Torah, etc. Ain't shown. But he says, you have a mezuzah, you're basically announcing, you're putting on your door, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and the mashgiach. V'gam b'nevuah v'hemin b'chol pinos ha-Torah m'vad shehoda shechesed abori ha-godol ma'od. You also realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did he do this? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? Number one, he was Yodea. Where's the Yodea come from? The idea comes from he knew the sorry state of the Jewish people in Israel. He knew what they were. And he came and he said, I'm going to change it. And how was he changing? Because Chesed Abori, he cares about the nation. He has Avtocha to Avram Avinu, etc. And he says, Tikach Amru, Avizor, Mitzvah Kalva, Chamura, Shekulan, Chamudos, all mitzvahs are important, etc. There's a lot here, but we're just going to skip the end, which is important for us. Says the Ramban, you have to read the whole thing, though. Ten times a day. Umina nisim agdolim amfursam. Adam mode the nisim anistayim she'im yisod kolotom. Says Rambam, through the major nisim, you're supposed to come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Supposed to come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere through the nisim nistarim, Shehem Yesod Kol HaTorah. What's that mean? What's the Yesod Kol HaTorah Kula? The Yesod Kol HaTorah Kula is Hashkachas. Hashem is involved in every aspect of our existence. But the purpose of major nisim is to come to realize the nisim nistarim, which are the major yisod. What do we say? Modim anisecha shebachol yom yimad. That's the ikar. Because if a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu within what's considered normal and ordinary and everyday, it means that you don't have Shlomo's problem. You don't only see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he chooses to get involved. Kivayachol, billions of havdalos to David Kaplan. Don't just see him at that point. You see him every single moment. Says the Ramban as follows. She'in la'adam chelek v'toris Moshe Rabbeinu. It's important, right? You have no portion in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad she'namin b'chol devarinu mekrinu shekulam nisim ein bahem teva minhagol shalom. There is no nature. Every single thing that happens, and if you don't believe this, says Ramban, you have no chelek in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. You miss the point of the Torah. The point of the Torah is to declare to you every single aspect of life. Every part of nature is not a law of nature. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu choosing to be involved in the world naturally. Ein Bahem Teva Minogos. There is no Teva. Bein B'Rabim Bein B'Yachid. What's he trying to say? No, no, no. I know there are some people who say there's Hashgacha for the Rabbin, not for the Yachid. No. Bein B'Rabim Bein B'Yachid. Every single thing that happens to you as an individual in life is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal involvement. Alim Yatsa Mitzos Yachvichenu Schar Vim Yavor Alem Yachvitenu Omshin Hakol B'Gzeiras Elyo Kasher Yizkar Tikva V'yit Parsim Anisim Estorim B'inyan HaRabim Kasher Yavo B'Yehudi HaTorah B'inyan HaBrachus V'Akos Kimo Shalom Rakosov Amru Kol HaGonim Amen Asa Hashem Kechal Aretz Azos, etc. Says the Ramban, Hashgachas Hashem is the Ikra Torah. And the Ikra Torah is to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hashgachas at every moment. There is no Mikra in the sense that even if something is a law of nature or the like, it's not because, oh, it just happens that way. No, nothing just happens that way. It's because Kodesh Baruch Hu chose to act within nature. Now, I don't know, Isaac told me, Vic said that the Rambam Shita is the same as the Rambam. The Rambam, the simple shot is fundamentally different than the Rambam. I'm not going to get into it. But one thing within the Rambam, I think, is very much like the Rambam. The Rambam says, I don't understand why people find it so easy to find a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the supernatural realm. The idea of building a natural system which works based upon laws and the like, that is such an amazing experience. Now, whatever the Rambam specifically means, take the same argument and apply it to how the Ramban would understand. The Ramban is saying as follows. The Ramban is saying, when you see nature happening, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to keep it with nature. I want him to realize my existence through nature. Min anisim hamufursamim agdolim, adam mode benisim hanistarim, shehem yisod kol haTorah kula. The foundation of the whole Torah is to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence at every moment. And therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses not to do something supernatural, it's not because he doesn't want to show you he's around. It's because he wants you to realize he's around through everything else. There are many who explain that this is the Yesod of Chanukah. Why is it on Chanukah? Why is the Chanukah 8 days? So part of the idea is, HaPidus Ramban, there was a natural miracle, right? The question of the Beis Yosef, why is it the miracle was really only 7 days? We should be spending 7 days of, only celebrating 7 days of Hanukkah. One of the explanations is that by seeing the supernatural, then you come to realize that even the basics is natural. Natural is a facade. Natural is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm hiding myself, realize I'm here. The Bach explains the halacha. The first 3 days when a person is sick, you're not supposed to announce publicly that the person is sick, usually, under normal conditions. Right? Why? So Bach explains. Because once something is public and people know he's sick, so then the nace that has to be done in order to save him has to be a much more public nace. Let's say someone has a terminal illness. So in order for him to be saved, it's You're going to need an ace nigla. But let's say you don't know about him. You don't know that he's sick. Nobody knows he's sick. So then, for him to be saved is an ace that less people will recognize. That's the ideal form of an ace, according to Rambam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you he's there even when he's not announcing himself. Now, not for now. When it gets close to Purim, you have to understand that this was the battle with Amalek. People think Amalek were kaifrim, right? Amalek, let's see, mamash, the mitziv. Amalek believed in God. It was impossible not to believe in God. It was clear. The question is, do you believe in Hashgacha? Hashgacha, according to Ramban, is that major part because it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has heard everyone. And a person goes and he learns lamdus, fuchule, etc. And he forgets this point, says Ramban, Ein adam chilek haTorah kmo Shrabbeinu. Ramban says the same type of thing. We'll just end with this, we don't have time. I want to speak about Az Yeshu also, but Ramban says, regarding the Rapu Yurape, Mikan Shemitna Rishus, the Rofe the Rapu. The Torah says that someone who's magic somebody else, who's Kobel on somebody else, has to pay the doctor's bill. So you're afraid of Merlin from here. There's Rishus for Rofe to be Rapu. Explain to Ramban, what's that mean? Because really, if a person's sick, what's he supposed to be doing? Learn Brachos? Aro Yisrin Yavainalav? Yafashmish Bemasav? Or Yamashmish Bemasav? He's supposed to do Tshuva. Right? Because Hashgacha, everything which happens in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending you a message. This happened, what am I supposed to learn from it? The Gedolim, Yisrael Salanter, once saw a Sefer Torah which was desecrated. And he started searching himself, why do I have to see this? What avera did I have that I have to see this? And when he searched, he realized he didn't give enough kavod to a Talmid Chacham, who's nimshal to Sefer Torah. A person realizes he lives his life with the understanding that everything that happens around me is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakol b'gzeiras elyon, as he says. When a person lives with that feeling, so then he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, every single moment. There's nothing that happens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have personal input necessary for me. And the most greatest input in the world is that natural input, when all remains the same. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm here, and I want you to realize I'm here all the time. Think about it. Ramban Sof Parshas Bo, Ikari Emuna, read a couple hundred times. Over 10 days. Right? The Seder.